You'll forget all this stuff in the morning. Another dawn on your myopic orthogonal existence. Another tracing along the ruts inside the shell. Yet your slumbering soul dances unbounded and swallows the pomegranate seed to sprout hydroponically within a spiraling tornado. Swarms of will-o-wisps coalesce and guide you through vaginal caverns and excrete you newborn onto a marshmallow landscape of snowy down. Then the alarm goes off, and 9 minutes of snooze is woefully inadequate to prepare you for the day's anticlimax. Another circuit with only left turns, another stack of mail in the inbox, on the desk, in the cube farm, on the second floor, in the first building, in the third avenue in this nowhere town. 12 hours later, you're talking to a gnome inside your pillow. His hands are made of cork, and his money is counterfeit. The bed is just a big bag of flour, and the walls pulse rhythmically like the air inside a drum. Palace guards bow so low their foreheads nearly touch the carpet. Then the alarm goes off and the traffic is stark and the coffee is stark and the traffic is brutal and you long for the good old days of recess on the blacktop. You look forward to the 2 days of the week when you don't have to tie a half Windsor knot and you can sit on some couch and some guy tells you why the Redskins traded their first run draft pick. And somewhere between the sportscaster and the Chevy commercial, the goldfish jumps out of the bowl and hails a cab. It's Zulu hour on the ancestral plain, and the wildebeests twitch their tails in unison. You throw your spear, and it misses, and the herd is startled into running, and you're running along after them. This time, the alarm doesn't go off because the clock is lying in ruins on the pavement outside your bedroom window.